Hi. Hi, everybody. This is the Shining Light Call. And tonight is August the 30th. This is part three of Manifestation. And I really welcome everybody who is joining me tonight. And I'm just going to mute all of you and also mute people that are coming in to join the call later on. So just recap, tonight is the third and last part of a talk on manifestation, and actually it came at a really opportune time, because some of us on the call came back from a retreat where we kind of committed to starting a new life. New life in the new energy and also in a new operating system for humanity. So we got some downloads, we got worked on quite a bit during the sessions, and also when we are not in the session as well. And I'm quite sure even after we left the retreat place, we are still all processing and things are just still coming in and kind of reconfirming that we are on a new path. We start on a new journey. So how wonderful it is to kind of put the last and final piece in manifestation, because we're not just manifesting in the old paradigm now. This is manifesting in the new paradigm. So just a very brief recap of what we talked about in part one and part two. Part one, I kind of introduced what manifestation is all about. It's actually very simple. We all just have to set a goal and release all the, disbelief and all the our belief systems that does not support us having that goal or having that item or having that relationship, whatever it is you have your goal as. And once we've released all the underlying things that prevent us from manifesting the goal in our life, then we have our goal, because we are creators. We are actually manifesting everything that we see in our life, everything that we are aware of in our environment all the time. So manifestation is not something that we have to learn how to do. Actually, what we need to learn how to do is really to learn how to refine and really focus on creating consciously, on manifesting consciously. And I'm kind of using creating and manifesting interchangeably, because that is the in my mind that is actually what we are doing. It's really creating. We are creators. It's something that is so simple. It's like breathing. We never need to take like any lessons in breathing. We just know. That's something that even as babies, were even born, that's how we selected our parents, that's how we selected our birth circumstances, so that we know that before we even come onto the earth, we kind of know in very broad stroke what it is that we're in for. And of course, when we actually come here on Earth, it really depends on how we want to play with the reality here. But essentially, we are creators, and manifestation is very simple. We just set out what we want, and then we release all the things that is holding us back, and then we have our goal. Whatever it is that we want, it would start to become, would start to manifest without us having too much efforts. The tricky part is really how to recognize the underlying belief that is not supporting us. So last week, the part two, I talked quite a bit about how to release beliefs that don't support us. First, we need to recognize them, and then we need to release them. And once we release them, then what's left is us having our goal. So belief is really just an idea that is wrapped in emotions. That's why a belief, when we try to release a belief, then emotions start to come up. Emotions like maybe fear of the unknown may start to come up. Fear of, let's say, well, you know, I have this belief because this belief has somehow convinced us that we need that this belief there in order to protect us. That may have changed. That may have been true at one point in our lives when we were young, when we don't know better. However, now that we are actually consciously trying to create our reality, rather than just take whatever it is that's given to us, we have to start to review all of the beliefs that we have unconsciously taken, either inherited from our parents or from our significant teachers or from authorities, or even just from the collective, because there are some beliefs that's been passed down through so many generations that we forgot that they were actually just beliefs. They're not truth. They're just something that we believe to be true. So once we have processed all of that, then actually all we get is that reality will start to shape, and whatever it is that we want as our goal would start to come closer and closer to us until we actually have our goal. Some people may take them, you know, an hour to manifest something. Some people may, depends on the goal as well, it may take a little longer to manifest. And especially in the new paradigm now, after 2012 and after all the new matrix has been downloaded for us, it's actually easier and easier. So later today, I will take all of you to kind of a meditation that you can do in order to just bring your goal closer to you to manifest. So, and however, I just want to, before we get into that meditation, to talk a little bit about some of the fast track ways, some of the ways that is going to make it even easier for us to get our goals and even shorten the time. So the first thing I want to mention and really to spend a bit of time on is how reality really is. And we think that there is this reality outside, and it's created by people, whether it is by God or whomever it is that created this reality. Somehow we are born into this reality, and it made us feel powerless for us to make any change into this reality. And actually, that itself is one of the foundation program. It's a belief. In other words, it's not real. Like, how come I would say something like that and someone may really question, what do you mean by it's not real? I mean, if you hit yourself, if you bump into a wall or if you cut your fingers, it really hurts. It's real. It's real enough. So what do I mean by reality? if you really observe and you really see, you would start to see that there are actually anomaly, things that are like miracles, for example. They are considered anomaly and it's not part of what reality is. It's like, okay, this is a miracle, so it's not real. So don't think that you can do it, because only, you know, certain saints or miraculous people, some demigods would be able to create these miracles. However, you know, regular folks like us, we are bound by reality. And when you hear something like that, you just know that that's just bullshit. It's another way of kind of just sweeping all the things under the rug. If one person has the power to create something that does not conform to what we think of as reality, then that actually means that everyone is capable of doing that. And the only difference between the person who actually created something that is like quote unquote a miracle versus us is that we have all the beliefs that tells us that we cannot do it. So that actually is the only thing that separates us from the quote-unquote people who can make miracles happen. It's because they know that they can do it, but we don't. We have been conditioned for so long that we are powerless. We don't believe it anymore. And our beliefs is what really creates the reality. And so if you have ever noticed one person doing anything that is out of the ordinary, you know that whatever that thing that other people think of as being out of the ordinary, it is possible. So that's some of the evidence that I'm putting forth as supporting that reality is actually just another program. And we, and believe it or not, we have been conditioned since our birth. And from generations and generations on, that there are certain things we cannot do, which is not true. If we can imagine it, then we can do it. We may not be able to do it all by ourselves. We may need to influence and get other people to help us to create this. But if we can imagine it, it can be done. That is the reality. And also that we have, as a collective of human beings, we have actually took on the an experiment to forget who we are. Now, I know there are people who say that, oh, okay, it's, you know, people in like in the people who are like the Illuminati or whomever, there's a conspiracy that they made us, they made us and tried to put on all these programs on us to make us forget who we truly are, and that we can actually, how powerful we actually are. But the reality is that we took on that knowingly. I say knowingly in that our soul knows, maybe not our conscious mind know about this. And so we actually, as a collective, took on this experiment to forget who we truly are. And now that as a collective, we actually come to the point that we collectively decide that we don't want to forget anymore. It is time for us to remember. So that's what the new matrix is actually about is that we are starting to remember. And if you look at our children and even our grandchildren, the younger they are, actually the more they are, they already came as they come on to earth to be babies again, they actually already have all of these in. Before they come in, they already know that the environment has changed and that they can actually do more things. And that's why they don't want to listen to us telling them and try to convince them of our reality, which is so limited. They live in the world of being unlimited, and that's great. They are here to kind of guide us and tell us and make us remember who we truly are. And let's see. So I've mentioned that. So all that it's all about beliefs. So it kind of the most important thing if you want to manifest anything at all is you have to look at your mindset and be very flexible and start to adopt, really open your mind so that you can adopt new beliefs and change your mindset and start to transform them so that you can have what it is that you want, that you can manifest. So it's all about our mindset, and whatever it is that you believe is true and you can, the reality is. However, if you don't believe that you can, and you actually believe that you cannot, you believe in all your limitations, then that would be your reality as well. So even though, so when I say reality, there's not one reality that everyone is subjected to, the same reality. Reality is actually whatever it is that your beliefs can support, that will be real for you. And if you, from this day onward, promise yourself that you're going to open your mind so that whatever it is, you're going to question each and every one of your beliefs and start to recreate your world from a new point of view, then nothing is impossible for you, and everything is highly probable just from this change of your mindset. And just remember that if you want something really, if something you want and it really resonates with you and you're really passionate about it, then you have it in you to make that happen, to create it. And the only reason why you don't already have it or you seem to have trouble manifesting that is simply because there is a belief inside you that you're not conscious yet, that is holding you back and making it kind of seem impossible for you. However, just try on this belief that nothing is impossible, that all things, as long as it really resonates with you. And that is a very big, I would say that's something that you really need to look at, is does it really resonate with you, or is it something that you actually adopt from the collective? Let's say manifesting a really super looking car. Like, let's say if you want to have a sports car. I don't even drive now, so I don't know what a great sport car is. But let's say Alfa Romeo, if such a car exists, is your dream car. And you have to check in. Is it because I really love this car? I love the smell of the car. I love how this car look. And I really love how the car handles. And I really feel that having this car in my life is going to enhance my life? Or are you, do you just want the car because, you know, the Jones next door has one, so I have to have it because otherwise I'm going to feel like I don't belong or I can't fit in with my keeping up with the Joneses. So there's a difference. If it's something that really resonates with you, it actually makes it much, much easier for you to manifest it versus something that you just, you're just in it because of the underlying, like the beliefs, the limiting belief that if you don't have it, then you're not enough. So that's the idea, is that what you want, what you really want to create has to come from a positive passion rather than because of some negative, underlying negative belief. So that's something that you need to check and really see. Is it so what's really supporting you and making you want to have this? As I mentioned in part one, that if it's something, if you're trying to manifest something that is relevant to your theme in or your purpose in life, then the chances are you will manifest it very easily and you will have a lot of help. The universe will try to help you. However, if you trying to manifest something and what you want to manifest is really based on a limiting belief that you have to keep up with appearance and you're not enough unless you have that car or that relationship or whatever it is, then reality or the environment may not support it as much in the new paradigm, because collectively we are trying to get to a different place. We're going to a peaceful, joyful place. So anything that supports you to be joyful and peaceful within, internally, and be more congruent with yourself, you're going to have the support of the universe behind you. And anything that does not resonate with the joy, peace, and love, then you're not going to have as much support. I'm not saying that you won't get it. I'm just saying that you may have to dig deeper or try harder in order to have it. Okay, so let me see. And also the last thing I want to throw in there is that it's about confidence. Knowing that you can create and manifest something is not the same as hoping that you can manifest it. So do something to move yourself from knowing, or I should say, do whatever it takes to move yourself from hoping to knowing that you can have this in your life, whatever it is that you want to manifest. There's a difference between knowing and there's a difference with hoping. Hoping is, I don't know, I may get it, I may not. There is doubt, and doubt is kind of evidence of there must be some limiting beliefs that you need to look into. Whereas if you know that you can manifest this, then this knowing, this confidence is going to let your environment know that it has no choice but to give it to you because you know. So what are the things, some of the things that you can do is you can maybe word your goals, whatever it is that you want to manifest, a little differently. So what do I mean by that? I would give you an example. Let's say your goal is, I want to is let's say to have a wonderful relationship. And when you read that, you have to check inside. Is it something that you know you can have? Or are you just hoping that you're going to have a wonderful relationship? And let's say, for example, that it's like you feel like it's more of a hope rather than no, then you need to change your wording a little bit and switch it to, let's say, I allow myself to have a wonderful relationship. And you check just by putting this allow, this word in, does it make you feel more like you know you can do it, or whether you still hope that you can do it? A lot of times, just making this small tweak would actually make a whole lot of difference. So if you just think of, I allow myself to have this wonderful relationship, and you can put in all the details of what wonderful relationship entails for you. Let's say this person has to be, you know, a certain look, a certain height, a certain age, a certain nationality, whatever it is, So you kind of have the details. You know what you want, and you allow yourself to have. And because when you manifest something, it's all about congruence. When you're congruent, when your body feels congruent, you can actually, it's very easy to manifest. And when you feel that there is an inconsistency with your body, and you can feel it by a certain contraction, or you would have hear some internal dialogue, then you know that there's an incongruence. So you may need to change it from I allow myself to have whatever it is as the first step. And then when you allow yourself and you see what shows up, maybe just changing this wording to I have a wonderful relationship, to allow myself to have a wonderful relationship, maybe this change would be enough to allow you to manifest that wonderful relationship. Maybe not. So you need to, you know, tweak the wording, and you may need to do it step by step so that it makes it easier, because the more you get the more you can create, or the more confident you are by taking smaller steps, the more confident you are about your own creative abilities, then the next step would be actually much easier. The next time you go and manifest and kind of step up the manifestation, let's say this time somebody came into your life and they have the right look, but maybe not the right nationality, or maybe not the right personality, then you know that you have to say, okay, thank you very much, we got something right. So I just have to tweak, and then the next time when you go to manifest, then you actually already know that you're more confident about your own ability. So the next time it'll be even easier. So what I'm trying to say is, if you haven't had much luck in manifesting what you want, you may want to scale back your manifestation at first to be something that is not too big of a stretch for yourself. And when you get that first step, then you can, the next step, stretch yourself even more. And the third time, even more stretching yourself. And that's how we'll be step by step trying to remember and get to the point where we fully empower ourselves to be creators. So that is my kind of the coast note on some of the things that you can do to supercharge your own creative abilities. And so now let's start to the meditation tonight is to now that you all know what you want to manifest, and if you don't already right now, I would give you just a short time to just pick something that you want to have, something that really resonates with you, but it may not necessarily have to be the most important and significant thing that you want to manifest. Pick something that is kind of good, but not absolutely vital that you have. So to just start to test drive your and start to build your manifestation muscle. So pick something, and the exercise I'm going to take you, the meditation I'm going to take you all through is really to feel what it feels like. And when you already have whatever it is that you want to manifest in your life, that you already have it. Because as you know, in the fifth dimension, everything is in the moment. So if you want something, you don't say you want it like next week. You get whatever it is that you want and say it like you already have it now. And so now the meditation is to take you through it so that you feel what it feels like to already have whatever it is that you want to manifest. How you feel, how your body feel, how you emotionally feel, and all that. You already have it. And when you repeat this meditation or visualization a few more times, then it will start to instruct your environment, your own creative ability, and let them know that this is what you want and this is how I want to feel when I have what I want, then it will start to ignite your creative ability. So I'm just going to stop this recording and restart it again, and we'll go straight into the meditation. So, okay, let's